Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others pay for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer, so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Oh, this is a different song.
Oh, yeah, it's very relaxed.
Not the song of the show.
No, but I mean, it'll work. Nobody knows
what Crowan is going to do.
It's from last episode. It's called Something About You by Koreatown.
Ooh.
Wonderful.
Was there any 80s covers this week?
I didn't hear any.
Yeah. Kind of missing that one. Welcome back, everyone, to Grey's Anatomy's After Show. I'm your girl, Star Session, with my special co-host.
I'm special? Jason, yes. J. Carter. Hi, everyone. I'm the special co-host.
I love it.
Special in what way, Star?
Oh, you're just so special because you look so good in that striped shirt.
Thank you. Thank you. However, for the selfie I just took, I have a unibrow, so I'm going to get that taken care of tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this episode tonight was all about Yang and the Crowan fiasco. What is going to happen with this couple as Yang...
Starts to prepare
for her exit.
Well, first of all, hi everyone. Secondly, let's start off with some shout outs.
Let's start out with our girl
Lindsay Zuck. She just called in and she's been following us on Twitter all day. Alicia Harding, Sandra Bunbar, Tanja Bunbar, everyone and their mom
on Twitter. Joey Girl. We got So Stella.
So Stella.
Actually, I think So Stellar. Okay. Anyways, yeah. So everyone, thanks you so much for following us on Twitter and keeping the conversation going live, as well as on YouTube and iTunes.
Yes. We have a tweet from Sandra Oh starting off the show.
She said this episode
felt for me like the end, or at least the beginning of the end. It was tough and marvelous and sad to shoot all at once. I would have to agree.
I mean, it felt like we were coming close to the end when it came to Yang, and I'm sure it was hard for her to definitely shoot this because it's like kind of solidifying that it's almost over.
But you know, watching Star, what I really loved about the episode was it kind of brought Crowan full circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it because throughout the course of the episode, you saw a couple of different scenarios of how things would have played out if she would have made this decision or made that decision. And so, throughout the Crowan saga,
right,
it was always, you know, oh, we love each other, we want to be together, they hop in bed, then they're done. Christina's like, this is too much, I can't do this, I don't want to sacrifice my career. You know, like, all these, like, really extreme things. But tonight, we saw,
it was like a what-if situation. It was definitely Groundhog's Day.
Right.
At the Grey's Anatomy.
Seattle hospital.
Seattle Grace, whatever the hospital's name is called.
Hashtag that hospital.
That hospital, exactly. I mean, we start off with the Black Mamba. They're in the middle of surgery. This guy comes in, he had a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, this is like the best part of surgery. It's the Black Mamba. It was because it was gurgling. Something was happening inside of this guy's body. And then when, what doctor came in? Meredith's husband.
Shepherd.
Shepard came in and was like, I'm sorry, this is a C3. He's definitely paralyzed, so there's no more work that needs to really be done. And so that's when Yang touched out to his wife, and he was like, what should we do? He's definitely going to be paralyzed from the waist down. And that's when the wife was like...
The neck down.
the neck down, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And that's when the wife basically made the big point of, let's wake him up, let's talk to him, because I know him, he'll say no.
And
I do not want to live.
Right, and Star, as we chatted about this when we were watching the show, she was, you know, very well put together because she was a nurse herself.
She was a nurse herself, that was the big point.
So I was like, you know, she's like, if my man was paralyzed from the neck down and was talking about
I'd
killing
himself,
I'd be like, you know, I'll be all Angela Bassett waiting next to him. It's like,
ugly crying and all.
Ugly cry, yeah. Kim Kardashian, ugly cry, et cetera.
She was definitely pulled together.
She was pulled up. She was snatched.
She looked amazing.
But and even hearing that, you know, Yang was saying, dude, you know, I have to ask you twice. It's like when you erase your contacts off your iPhone, it asks you twice if you want to erase it. You know, and then it was very sad for her because she walks out of the room. Then the first instance where we see Yang walk out of the room, she realizes, oh my God, Owen, I love you. Let's spend the rest of our lives together.
Right.
Go ahead.
But when they went to commercial break, it kind of had us up in the air. Like, what's going on with this wife? Like, does she want him dead? Is there something going on? You know, it kind of left us up in the air of what's going on with this relationship. But, you know, we did learn that she's a nurse and that, you know, she knows her husband so well that he wouldn't want this for himself.
Right.
So when we started going to the first flashback of the episode, that's when, or foreshadowing.
The fast forward.
The fast forward of the episode. That's when we realized, oh, it's going to be, start to be all like dream sequences.
Right.
So,
which I wasn't. Normally, I'm not a fan of those dream sequences in any show, be it Grey's, Sesame Street, anything, because they always are like, they go too extreme. Like, you know, they're old already. They make so many things that are just very, very weird. And they've also done this before, too, after beginning of season 9, where they, you know, after the plane crash.
Oh, after the plane crash.
You know, Yang leaves. They do all this fast forward. Just very, very weird. So, we see Crowan, though.
And they're together.
In love.
They're in love. They're going to look for a dog, Mrs. Rodriguez.
And I feel as though that dog was a Chinese crested. Every time I see those dogs, I think of them, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, because that's the kind of dog it was in the movie.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a hot mess of a dog. And Yang chose it. So Yang chose a hot mess of a dog. Is there any, like, foreshadowing there? Is there anything we can think of?
Well, like attracts like, you know, you get out, you get back what you put out. So the universe delivered her this dog.
Well, you know that thing where, like, you kind of look like your dog? Like, the owners look like their dog? Like, ooh.
Really?
Yeah. That's like a thing. People usually look like their dogs, or the dog looks like the owner.
Guaranteed.
Like, shaggy hair would be shaggy.
Right. Snoop Dogg had Dobermans. Okay.
Right. Exactly. So, with that said.
But, so, again, you know, that trailer they have?
Mm-hmm. That he has?
A lot of people have lived in that trailer. I think the chief lives in that trailer. It's like it's like for the friend's house. The doors is open. You need a trailer? Come on in. And Alice live there? You know, just the world, but we see them in bed together, they're trying to make a life together, but then they have an argument where Owen wants to go to Germany to be at the right hand of Teddy.
Teddy. We haven't heard Teddy's name in a while.
Kim Raver, where you been?
Mm-hmm. So they were going to go to Teddy, and Yang is working on a trial, and it's kind of like a reverse role of Meredith, because Meredith's like, what about my trial? What about my trial? How can you go off and do something so big?
Sure.
And, I mean, this is just like a what-if situation. So what if he did go off to Germany? You know what I mean? Like, would her trial be on hold, or would she go with him? In this instance, she said, I'm not going. There's no way. And that's very Yang-esque.
Right.
That she would not go.
Like, I told you time and time again, I've given all I can. I can't give any more. Blah, blah, blah. If you want something else, go out there and go get it.
But then they flash forward, and who's in the futuristic Star Trek nurse outfits? Yang is, with a belly bump. And then she's going to be belly bumps, belly buddies with
Kepner. And now, mind you, this is a fake sequence, because in real Grey's Anatomy time, that would never happen.
Why?
Because Kepner and Yang don't like each other.
Mm-mm. No, but Kepner or Yang was definitely like, get away from me.
Yeah, she was like, hashtag team too much.
Get off my back. Oh, my gosh. Well, anyways, she ends up having a baby boy in this flash forward. And as she's like giving birth to the baby, I couldn't believe that she was like, I'm making a mistake. This is a mistake. I would be horrified if I was being birthed and my mom was like, you're a mistake. I mean, actually, I probably was a mistake. I was born, my mom had me when she was 19. Definitely a mistake, right?
But look at you now. You're a star.
Look how cute I am. I'm the cutest mistake ever.
Yeah. Hashtag cute mistake. so stupid.
I don't know.
Right.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real. Keeping it 1 trill. And so the whole thing about tonight's episode, for me, after buzzers and people listening at home and watching and all that stuff online, is that I don't. It was very hard to follow until the end.
Most of their Twitter followers are definitely saying that. It was hard to follow. Where were we? I just kind of kept track of the nurses' outfits.
Right.
And the futuristic hairdos.
Also, hairdos tonight were an epic fail.
Right.
Epic. Edwards, poor thing.
No, I love the Edwards swoop and, like, the French twist.
They all had the Uhura Star Trek swoop. Yeah. You know, they all had that futuristic, you know, live long and prosper going on.
Yang had a little bit of gray going on. You were like, is her hair blue? What's the deal? I'm like, no, that's like a shade of gray.
Well, it was purple. It was not a hairdo.
A little bit. Everyone had on glasses as if they were old, like, aging, couldn't see.
And with that said, why was the chief still alive? You know, if they're fast-forwarding like 10, 20 years or whatever.
Of course he's still alive. You're ridiculous. And he's still not doing anything in that hospital.
Yeah, and but you know, this goes to show black don't crack. Because he was looking mighty good. And Bailey had her own talk show.
I love that part.
Amazing. Hello. But we get back to Yang having the baby. And then, you know, we see Yang giving a speech at the Harper Avery Awards. Announcing the Harper Avery Award recipient it being Shane and not her. And I was gathering because she was so wrapped up in being a mom that she, in that scene, was like, take care of phase three. You go take care of this. I don't have the time. Because she was too busy tending to her son.
Yeah, her son had just bumped his head on the playground. It was very just like, I mean, it was a good episode tonight, but it was just definitely a filler. Like, because with all these forwards and flashbacks, like, it's kind of hard to keep up.
I would have liked this episode. As we all know, Isaiah Washington's coming back to play a pivotal role in Christina's departure.
Which is probably going to be next week, right?
No, it's not. No, they're saying it's more further on, probably a couple episodes from now.
Okay.
But I think tonight's episode was in its writing, in its entirety, what it meant to symbolize for Yang. I thought it was a very powerful episode because you rarely have a Yang-centric episode was just around her. Remember?
And you've been begging for that.
Yes.
You've been like, I want to know a little bit more about Yang, but this would be good to know a little bit more about if she were to choose that life of being a mom, what would happen? And she would regret being a mom.
Right.
During the delivery, she would regret if someone else would win awards over her. She would regret putting her, you know, her career on hold for
her
husband.
Biggest fears. All her biggest fears actualized and realized by this one event that prompted her to confess her love to Owen. And then also the effects on Owen. Because Crowen is their one person, but we saw the detrimental effects of their relationship to Owen. And by the way, this couple rarely, never has happy moments. It's always.
Yeah.
So tonight, when there were happy moments, it was like, nope, her King Katrina is coming real quick.
The only time there's happy moments is when they're in bed.
Right.
Just being honest.
Doing the dirty. And what was nice to see, some things never change. Meredith and Christina in bed together at Alex's house. I think
it was that.
Okay.
I don't know.
And why was Meredith wearing like real pajamas, like onesies? I was like, that's kind of awkward.
I love my onesies. Hello.
Well, I have a Batman onesie. You know what? I'll wear it next week for you guys. If you want me to wear my Batman onesie just for crafts and giggles, I'll do it.
Let's have a pajama day next week.
Okay, for sure. Well, in honor of Christina and Meredith's bedtime together, we'll have one here.
I have really cute pajamas. So excited.
But Owen becomes an alcoholic.
I love that.
I did too.
I love that twist that is a possibility.
Right.
That he would miss her so much and love her so much that he would just fall off his rocker all entirely and just kind of take to drinking.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't get what he wanted. And that's where the foreshadowing of that was a little bit. You know, he didn't get what he wanted, so he became kind of in his own head about who he is as a person. And that's what this whole episode is about, is do you know who you are? Do you understand what happened to you? You know, how she asked the patient. Those are the questions that she kept repeating
to herself
in Yang's monologue. Right. Yang was the opening monologue. Yang was the closing.
Yang was the
voice
prologue and the epilogue
of
the
this
show.
Episode. Exactly.
And they're really, normally after buzzes we have, you know, points to hit, but tonight I would rather focus on the symbolism of the episode, because more than ever lately, a lot of the lessons that have been televised in Grey's or written into Grey's, because Grey's, there's always a lesson to be learned.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a moral to the story, or even in the arcs. they've been so spot on with at least for me, they've resonated with me as far as like, do you know who you are? Do you know where you're going? What if you make this decision? You know, what has happened to you? Because we grow up with all these different goals and aspirations and things about, and the story of how we want our life to unfold. And we think, you know, all signs point this way. You're going to get this. It's like graduating high school. You go to class, you get all your credits, you're going to graduate high school. But life is not, you know,
no,
first, second,
so
third,
many-
fourth.
There's so many options you can choose. You can go right or left, exactly what you're saying. And when, you know, she was, when we see that the baby recovered from his head bump, we fast forward even further, and Yang is having a second child.
Right.
And
a horrible, horrible mom hairdo. Who allowed
that? I love
that. The bob was not the bomb.
It was not cute on her, but I love that they aged her in that way that made her look like a mom. They definitely did the hair tuck in.
God.
Because they did not cut those beautiful locks. She confessed. She's tired. You know, like when she's done doing her job at work and she goes home and does her job, she's so tired. But she's like, I think she's doing it in a sense for him.
Right.
Because she looks and she's like, look how happy he is. Too bad for me. Like, she put herself aside, and that's not Yang. That's not.
Well, that was, I do think that was the sacrifice of that part of the show, because they show different Yangs making different decisions and being a different person, because we also see a Yang that's very self-centered, very into everything she's doing, doesn't have time for anyone anymore. Case in point, when Jason, the quadriplegic, comes back after they put him in the robot suit, he can walk, but there's a complication, something happens. The wife's like, where's Yang? Owen's like, let me get her for you. Christina's like, Is it a heart problem?
Because if it's not, then I...
Kick rock. Sorry, I ain't got time. I'm trying to build a hot dog in my conduit for an animal now. You know, she's so close. And we also see Yang looking different. Every situation puts Yang in a different look that symbolizes the type of person she is. When she's being cocky, arrogant, normal Yang, she's very pretty. She's very put together, makeup's on point. She's, you know, doing her thing. But then when we see Mother Yang, hashtag Mother Yang, she looks worn out. She looks...
Well, she's got the gray going on.
Right.
She's aged a little bit. She's wearing glasses. You know, she's definitely aged a little bit more. But I like... Let's flip on the other side. When she doesn't choose to tell him that she loves him so much and that she, you know, when she just wants to have sex with him on a fun side and not have kids with him and not get married, none of that stuff happens. That's when she's completely self-centered, exactly what you said. Like, she's totally all about herself. She's winning this award and everyone's put aside. But that was a little confusing to me when I thought she was in that white dress going to get married to Crowan.
Right.
That's when that moment was like, ooh, are they going to get married? And is he standing her up?
Again.
Again.
Yeah.
Or again?
Not again. But
no,
she being
I'm like,
but,
wait,
I mean,
wait.
No, not,
don't feed me words.
Is she being stood up again?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when we find out that he becomes an alcoholic, that's when we realize, like, oh, it's all about herself and she doesn't care who falls by the wayside. Even when she had that monologue about her winning the award for the Harper Avery, it was definitely foreshadowing the fact that it's one patient, one life, one everything that makes things change for the better. But then it's also the people that you have to put beside, like Owen, that, like, I've got to move on. I can't hurt our relationship like this anymore.
You know, what's so funny to me, and what I use the word resonate because it did resonate with me this whole episode, was that one person. She says that one person can come in and change your life. And you hear it all the time. People always say, this person came into my life and I've never been the same since. And have you had that?
Of course. People are in my philosophy on friends and acquaintances is people are in your life for a day, people are in your life for an hour, people are in your life for a lifetime, and it's for a certain amount of time that is for a certain reason.
Right.
You know, like, I can be friends with someone for 10 years and then something happens, but they taught me something in that short amount of time or long amount of time, and they're in your life for a certain reason, and you just have to figure out what that is. So with that said,
yeah,
yes.
What I'm wishing for Christina and Owen to have is that moment where it's, I feel like they have realizations and actualizations of their feelings. You know, I love you, this isn't that. But I would like for them to just finally have that one moment where it's like, you know what, me and you will never work. We're better off friends. Let's just leave it at that. You know, and
I think with the ending of this episode and her not having that moment to go and greet him at the elevator, I think that was the moment of, yeah, I went through this whole flash forward, flashback, flash ordeal where, you know what, this isn't going to work because I know what I want. And I know he's saying he doesn't want it now, but he's going to want it in the future, which is going to cause him to drink, which is going to cause all these like heartbreaks for him.
This domino effect
is a domino effect of it's just not good. It's like torturous.
And I also started to think, what if they never, ever ended up together? Because Crowan has been going for 4 seasons now, you know, from when he choked her, when he pulled the icicle out of her. Just the way this character has come in and been a tidal wave of change and emotion.
For her.
For her. That it's just, I'm drained. I want them, I love them so much that I don't want them to be together anymore.
Oh, I definitely don't want them together. I mean, in the end, like, I think, I don't even think.
And it was nice to see Christina. Blah, 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 blah. Did you see when she stepped, after Buzz, did you see when she stepped back a little bit? Where she, before she saw him, before she walked, wanted to start walking over there to talk to him, she stepped back a little bit and was like, and then she started to walk, but Meredith was like, oh, Christina, can you come give me a consult on this? And oh, this and that. So it was like, I was kind of glad the nick of time kind of effect happened where it was like, oh, thank God she didn't go see him. Because I was more drawn to the sad part of them being together, of the alcoholism and everything that I felt bad. That was the tragedy I kind of wanted to happen in the whole show. I know everyone's like, Carter always wants for them to die. But I kind of wanted Christina Yang's exit to be that dramatic and that sad. And so when I finally got to see it for my own eyes, what would happen if they were actually to come together, I was like, wait a minute. Maybe I'm rethinking this now. Maybe I'm glad that they're not together. Maybe I'm glad she stepped away and didn't go to him. Because they painted a picture of so many tragic, horrible things that could have come to fruition.
Right.
You know? It's like, ugh. And it also made me wonder, what happens when Bert comes back? Because that in itself was another tragic, horrible situation.
Well, just to be clear, Alicia Harding said that Burke will be back for episode 22. So he will be back, as we all know. But I think it's definitely going to be a wrench in the chain. But I have my prediction is that she's going to definitely run off with Burke. Because why is he coming back? You know? Like, why?
Because, like Shonda said, it brings Christina's story full circle.
Oh, yeah. But full circle in the sense that she's going to leave him or she's going to move on? Or...
Well, she never had closure.
So you think she's just going to move on?
Yeah, because remember, at the beginning of season 4... Derek tells her, she goes to Derek, so have you heard from Burke? And he's like, no, but, you know, just, he resigned, he put his resignation today, blah, 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 the end. And then he goes on to be nominated for the Harper Avery. So it's like, she finally has the closure that she never got so long ago. And I can identify with that. I know that's like when you want closure.
Right.
People say closure is overrated, but I don't think closure is overrated. I think closure is definitely needed if you're lucky enough to get it, mm-hmm. because most people are not. So,
I'm just so not big on closure. I don't even feel like it's always needed.
But maybe...
Well, I mean, people are so hung up on this whole closure.
But it's not being hung up on it, though. Maybe everyone's
different.
Maybe I just
move on too soon. I'm like, or I'm
maybe
over
you,
it.
Maybe you haven't had that situation where it was that pertinent that you had closure or it hurt you that deep. You know, everything's different.
I like having the last word. Is that closure?
Well, that's just you saying... That's you having the last word.
I'm just kidding.
You know, in... the situation of Burke and Yang star, she didn't have closure.
Yeah.
So him coming back, I could see how that would be full circle. And I'm excited to see how he delivers that to her. Does he just walk in, you know, and be like, hey, Christina, how's it hanging? How you been? How you doing?
How you doing? Oh my gosh.
I heard you were in a plane crash. That's gotta suck.
Yeah, like he's missed so much. So right. It's definitely gonna be interesting when he definitely comes back. So let's jump back into the whole scandal of what?
Before we do that, we gotta tell him to go onto iTunes.
Everyone go to Twitter,
iTunes,
Facebook,
everywhere,
iTunes,
everywhere, and talk
YouTube.
About it.
And definitely like and subscribe to us, as well as give us 4 stars on iTunes because we need that to keep us going. Mm-hmm. And we need those views, so share. Our views were a little low last week, but I think it was because it was a filler episode.
Filler episode's always good.
It was definitely a filler episode, so share with your friends.
And now we love talking to you guys online. We love learning about stuff we didn't know about Grey's Anatomy as well because there's some avid aficionados of this show that are coming on every week to join us and chat with us online. So, yes, go online, connect. That's how we roll here at AfterBuzz TV. Star, you were saying?
I was saying that, do you remember when the patient kissed Hunt?
Yes. I was thinking that they could have gone two ways with that. That could have been either
she was like, I want, okay, the patient's wife wanted a baby. And because he became a quadriplegic, yes, that he she was like, you know what, I'm not going to have kids anymore, and I'm being selfish, but, like, this is not the life I chose. I knew that he would choose to pull the plug, but he told me because he saw my face that he didn't.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of a bummer for her. What would you do? Would you pull the plug or would you not? How would you feel if you were the wife?
You know, I always think about that with my partner because, you know, I love him so much and there's so
many. Do you want to be a burden to him?
I would not. And well, we've talked about it. He would not want us. His directive would be, you know, let me die. So I would honor that because I do think I would not want anyone I love to suffer or have to live a life so because I'm selfish because I don't want to let them go.
Well, we had a friend sit in on the screening as we were watching this episode, and she said that, you know, she had a nephew.
No, she had a boyfriend who had a brother, I think it was, who was in it, who was also crushed spine, C3 severed, quadriplegic. Mm-hmm. However, he's doing well, and he's been able to regain miraculously. Use of his arms.
He just got accepted into college. Yeah. He's really smart and bright. And so there is a future in it. But, you know, in that split second when you're just waking up and being shocked, I feel like an hour or so needed to at least go by of them having a moment with each other as a couple before Yang just stepped in there. I feel like that part was a little bit
insensitive,
rushed, and forced. So that's why after the first commercial, I was like, does she want him deaded off? Like, you know, like, right. Does the wife want him to be killed? You know it was a little confusing, but
would you do? Isn't it karmically ironic how Yang is the most cold character on the show, but she has the most emotional drama in her life?
Isn't that weird?
You know,
that's Yang for you.
It's Yin and Yang. Talk about it. Because she has the most drama ever. Back to the episode, though. I'm glad tonight's episode wasn't so much Crowan heavy as it was Yang heavy, and us getting into what if, because there's all these answers that people never got as to what if, you know, Yang went off with Owen, or what if Yang goes off does this. We never ever get to the root of that, you know. And now it was answered. And again, Sandra Oh online says, yes, tonight's episode was definitely, you know, it's the end for me. It's curtain for me, y'all.
For Yang. Yeah. Yang is definitely curtains for her. But, you know, some of our fans on Twitter are sounding off on the fact that, like, who was missing from this episode. Do you have any clues on who was missing?
I think, as far as...
Who wasn't shown in this episode at all? Foreshadowing the future. I would have to say Alex.
No, Alex and Joe. You saw Callie and Arizona.
You did see Callie and Arizona, but Alex and Joe are off. So do you think that this is a foreshadowing that Alex might be gone towards the end of this season, getting written off?
Maybe.
This is a speculation. Speculation online, and I'm kind of liking it. I'm kind of liking the fact that, like, yeah, they were missing. I mean, the chief was still there years later, so...
Right.
Kind of a sign that, like, either Alex got the night off just for a paycheck, or he might be gone. And then Leah wasn't there as well.
Well, we're going to get to that in a minute.
Oh.
Because the news and gossip reveals. Gossip reveals what's going on. And also...
AfterBuzz TV News.
Sure. Well, today marks the nine years ago today, March 27, 2005, Grey's Anatomy premiered on ABC. So happy anniversary, Grey's Anatomy. It was so funny because ABC tweeted me today. I said, I already knew that. They tweeted me, ha, 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 happy face. I was like, yes, you have an avid fan. But what's funny about that is I remember the premiere, and I remember watching this, thinking this, and being like, this show is different.
Mm-hmm.
Different. And my mom was like, it ain't going to last. Weren't you wrong, Mom?
Weren't you wrong? Yeah, the trailer was definitely like it pulled you in and you want it more. Yeah.
And the music. Oh, the music. Also, it is confirmed that Gaius Charles and Tessa Ferrer, who play Ross and Leah, are not coming back next season. This is it for them. They're being written off the show. And I don't say written off the show. It's just their character has, you know, their characters have.
Well, Ross looks so good with his, like, distinguished mustache.
I thought not.
No?
No.
I was like, cute.
I thought for a moment Ross and Yang were actually going to get together.
Married. Yeah. I thought when he walked in that he was going to get married.
Maybe that's what they were trying to do. But he was also presenting the Harper Avery to her because that was the choice of that moment. moment.
Right.
I didn't hear any music, but I think there. Steven, you played a song at the beginning of the
episode. That was from last week.
Yes.
That was from last week?
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't hear any music this week, you know, part of the 80s project. Maybe I missed it. I'm not sure. I'll go back and watch it and report next week. But, yeah, that's our news and gossip for this week. So,
yeah, let's move on to predictions.
After Buzz TV predictions.
What's going to happen?
Well, we do know that some Ebola virus breaks out next week, which I
contagion.
Do you guys, after buzzers and people watching at home, do you guys agree with me that they always build up these like quarantine outbreak situations on Grays that end up being nothing?
Yeah, they do end up being nothing. I want it to be something.
I'm sick. Yeah, you had a bad egg salad sandwich at lunch. You know,
but it's spreading. It's like contagion. It's like that movie. It's like really ridiculous. Out.
Oh, you don't look so hot. I'm hungry. You know, my hair is not good today. McDreamy's, you know, not using the right gel. I don't know.
I mean, honestly, I think for next week, I think they're definitely like hyping it up a little bit. But I'm excited for the drama. I feel like even though Yang's story this week was pivotal, I feel like it was definitely also a filler.
Exactly.
So I'm wanting some action to get us ready closer to
the finale.
To the finale.
Because,
I want a cliffhanger. I want to be
something
excited.
Usually, you know, I you guys are going to hate me when I bring up Izzy and the ghost and Denny, which was far the best storyline ever in Grey's history. But I agree with you, Star. I'm predicting that we're going to move into another arc where it's going to be Christina Yang centric. However, there'll be something else because it's too buoyant. It's too surface. Like, yes, tonight was very emotional with Yang, but it was filler because we didn't really get anything. We just got what if. But now we need to come back to reality and realize that at Seattle Grace Mercy West, that hospital, something bad is always looming. Christmas trees fly through windows, planes crash, people die, and that hasn't happened yet. So I'm predicting that that's on the way. Something wicked this way comes.
Well, before we sign off, Sanja Bombard just said that Joe and Alex were in the episode, and Joe had a ring on her finger. I definitely missed it. I'm going to have to go back and watch it, and we'll have to double check on that. But these speculations are fun. Keep them going right here on Twitter. And until next time, Jason, I'm your girl, Star Session. You can follow me at STARR or at the Say What Web Show at Say What Web Show.
Yes.
All one word.
There you go. That's Star Session. Now I'm Jason J. Carter. Follow me on Twitter at JDC Forever. Also like my fan page, the Jason J. Carter fan page. And you can also catch me on the SayWhatWebShow.com with my girl, Star Session. You guys, thank you so much for joining us here. Thank you so much for watching Grey's Anatomy with us. We love you. We're here for you.
Come back next week.
We'll see you here next week with Kelly. And hopefully Julie would have had her baby.
Yeah, we're waiting. Fingers crossed. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.